This is Patrick Rodriguez, the Empath Healer. Have you ever felt like you've been reliving the same negative pattern in your life over and over, and you can't figure out the reason why? Or do you experience an almost irrational fear about something in your life, but it doesn't make sense why you have this fear? Today we're going to be talking about emotional reality versus physical reality. This is an energy concept that I'm constantly referring back to again and again because it's such an important part of our lives, and most people aren't even aware that these two realities even exist. Sometimes I'll have someone come to me and they'll tell me that they feel sad all the time. Many people will even tell me that they don't have any real reason to feel sad, but that they feel sad anyway. What I hear when they tell me this is that their physical reality is going well. What that means is that they may be in a good, supportive relationship. They may have children that are doing well in their lives, and they may even have a career that's going well. But it isn't the present-day physical reality that's the problem. It's the unhealed emotional hurts from the past that are at the root cause of the ongoing sadness. It is these unhealed hurts from the past that create a separated emotional reality based on the past. Now let's take a look at an example so we can see what this can actually look like. And just to be clear, I've been given permission to use this story for my client to help others. I was working with this woman not long ago. She was having a relationship issue with her husband. She wanted to feel close to him, but she would find herself always feeling initially tense during acts of physical intimacy. As she described her situation, I could perceive that something felt bad or wrong had happened to her as a child. I asked her if she had ever experienced anything like this in her past. She replied that she ever wondered if anything had happened to her in her childhood, because she always felt very uneasy around a certain uncle, even in the present day, now approaching the age of 50 years old. Again, she had no conscious memories of ever being touched inappropriately or of molestation from this uncle. But she did find herself reacting to his presence, both physically and energetically. In other words, there was no threat to her well-being in her present-day physical reality, but she did find herself becoming uneasy and agitated every time the uncle was present in her emotional reality. This split between the physical reality and her emotional reality is what we're highlighting today. We worked together to validate the fear coming from her inner child. This allowed for the healing to take place within herself, and she was no longer emotionally charged from that childhood experience. There was no need to talk about the experience over and over. We just needed to heal the energy. I worked with her to validate the fear coming from her inner child with the energy of acceptance and validation. This allowed for the healing to take place within herself. That's the real result that we're after in energy healing. We don't have to relive the experience. We don't have to talk about it forever and ever. We just need to look at it in terms of energy and healing the energy. The process wasn't easy, but it did allow this woman to finally let go of the hurt and pain that she had been living with for many, many years. At one of our next sessions, she told me that she had been at a family gathering over the holidays. The uncle that she had been afraid of for decades was also at this gathering. But for the very first time since childhood, she no longer had any feelings of anxiousness or nervousness when being around him. She still chose to not be around him, and she wasn't about to ask him to babysit for her own kids. But the events from her past no longer had a stranglehold on her. Now, this didn't mean that all the problems of her life went away in an hour, but it did go a long way just by itself, and a long way in helping her feel safe to be physically intimate with her husband. This was a huge success in her life. She had healed her emotional reality. She was no longer stuck in her past. I'm inviting you here to take a look at your own life. Are there areas of your life where you can see a disconnect between your physical reality and your emotional reality? Do you have areas of your life where you find yourself reacting beyond an appropriate emotional response? If so, then maybe it's time for you to look at your own emotional reality that you've been holding on to. It's not easy, but it is worth the effort. If you're looking to make progress in healing your own emotional reality, I invite you to reach out for help. Too many of us try to wait until a situation in our lives becomes a real problem, and sometimes an unbearable problem, before we reach out for help. And if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, I'm here to help. You can reach out to me through my website, patrickrodriguez.com, and easily set up a time for us to work together, or sign up for my newsletter so you'll know when new podcasts are released. I hope this has been helpful and insightful. This has been Patrick Rodriguez, the Empath Healer. Thanks for listening.